Brilliant.
So, Barry, could you tell us who you are and what is your background?
Yeah,
Very brief.
with pleasure.
Okay.
In 1959, I studied radar
Okay.
to go into the Royal Navy. Radar obviously encompasses microwaves, same frequency. And we had to learn about all of the dangers of being exposed to microwaves because it was our job. I worked with the Royal Navy Underwater Bomb Disposal Unit. I was a diver as well. And microwaves were used in mines as booby traps. One of the ways microwaves were used in mines was to send a beam to the head of the bomb disposal person if you were out the water to make you make a mistake, which is how I knew microwaves could affect the brain. I also studied, I was studied the medic, not up to the level of doctor, but I was the ship's medic as well, so I studied the human physiology and everything else. When I came out the Royal Navy, I had top security clearance. I taught in the maximum security wing in Wormwood Scrubs and other places where we had captured spies in the Cold War. And because I was trained in microwaves, and microwaves in the Cold War were big weapon discoveries, it's a stealth weapon that you can't be seen, can't be detected, and it's a good way to kill people. I've seen documents. We used it on the Catholics in Northern Ireland. It was used on the women at Greenham Common, the protesters, to give them cancer, make them sick. So microwaves were used by all of the main countries on the other countries, and still are to this day. So I spent 11 years talking to spies involved in microwaves. After that, I went off. I taught advanced physics in school, general science, chemistry, physiology, advanced physics. My degree, one of my degrees, I studied with Exeter here. I specialised in nuclear and atomic physics. I wanted to learn it properly, and my dissertation was on absorption of the far end of the microwave spectrum. I have another degree. I studied the environmental influences on thinking processes. I have a teaching diploma in human physiology. I taught advanced physics, mathematics, certainly physiology, so a little bit of chemistry, and I was the author of the TETRA report for the Police Federation of England and Wales, the higher confidential report for the senior officers for the police force to represent the ambulances and fire brigade. And since then, I have been the go-to person. Not that I'm the cleverest, but I've been the go-to person for virtually the world to explain why a weapon, a very successful weapon, which is still used today and in the 5G frequency, why a very successful weapon can also be a domestic, safe instrument for children to use. And of course it can't. And this is the problem. And this is why we are having the brain tumours and the illnesses and the birth defects. This is why all the statistics are coming up. And it's why you are here today. And it is one massive cover-up. If it were one country invading another country with this sort of death rate and suffering rate, it would be classed as genocide, without a shadow of a doubt. I even know some professors that have gone to the World Court to have this registered as genocide and have the industry taken to court. I've given evidence or sent evidence for that. But you're up against the most powerful industry on the planet, backed by the government because of the money they're getting, and because the secret services have the ability to watch and listen to everybody. So you're in a catch-22 if you're the government. You've got all of this information coming in that you can use to spy on people. You have the tens of billions coming in, but you know it's going to cause more deaths and suffering than lead in petrol and smoking and everything else. But it's worth it. To the government, it is worth it. And they are in a catch-22, and at the moment they prefer the money, which is why your MP will have nothing to do with me. And I've been asked by the people, I've been to Totnes three times to give talks, and I've been asked to go and do another talk, but there's no point until the MP will turn up. But the problem that you have now is that in 1999, 375 of the top companies in the microwave industry, they got together and said, let's go wireless. 1999. Let's go wireless. We'll call it Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is not a specific net. Well, it's now adopted by a specific frequency, but it really meant wireless. 375 of the top companies got together and said, let's not bother with fiber optic cable or other cable systems, we can send wireless. And the frequency they chose, 2.4 gigahertz, to send wireless, because it on paper it looked the most effective, and it is the most effective, it is also the choice that has been used since the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. It's the choice by the government stealth microwave warfare industry. So you have the most effective microwave frequency, and it's not just me saying this. You've got the leader of the Soviet Department of Nuclear and Atomic Sciences saying it and writing it. You've got the leader, a captain of the Secret Service, saying, whatever you do, don't use this. This is the most effective weapon. And I can go into why and what it will cause if you want. But they financially, because it's the most effective weapon, it is the most effective Wi-Fi microwave frequency. And they said, zonk, we'll have this one. So we are now giving pregnant women, children, whatever, the most effective weapon, and we're putting them up in schools like Dartington for children to be exposed to all of the time. And this is why we're having the rate of tumours and cancers, and there are at least 8 different cancers now going haywire. And this is why we're in the predicament we're in, and why 58% of the world is saying not here, and we're taking legal action and everything else, and 42% of the planet, who are controlled by a list of no more than 20 powerful people, who are effectively government advisors. They're non-elected, but they are government scientists. Around 20 people are controlling 42% of the planet. And this 42% of the planet we are in, and this is why you are getting nowhere. Because everything you do goes to, and in this country, there's only a few of them. I've known countries, I've been to countries where only one person speaks for the whole planet. In fact, I've been to two countries where one person says, no, this is safe, or according to our experiments, this is safe. And 42% of the planet are basically controlled by 20 people, and it's these 20 people that we are now, and I am also actively giving evidence for the World Court to bring charges of genocide. And this is where we are.
Okay. If you were to summarise in 1 minute, Barry, what is 5G?
5G starts at the, because it is Wi-Fi enabled, it starts at the 2.4 gigahertz, goes right up to 70 to 80 gigahertz. These are particularly dangerous waveforms because a lot of them interact with the cyclotronic and circadian resident frequencies in the body. They react, they set up resonant frequencies with a lot of the cellular structures in the body. They will cause massive damage in the body without a shadow of a doubt. And at the far end of the 5G frequency range, and there are lots of them, is a new weapon that has just been developed. You won't have heard of it. Its nickname is the Growler. And it is designed for rapid neurological and physiological damage for crowd control, where you send this top end of the 5G frequency down into a crowd or people or demonstrators or people you don't like, and it will cause severe neurological damage, severe physical damage, which may go on for generations. They're not interested in that bit. But 5G, it's the new frequency range, because the others are all being used. The new frequency range, which is probably as or even more dangerous than the 2.4 gigahertz, which is also in the 5G range. And it gives everybody all of the information about you that they want. The information can go two ways. It can be used to harm you, and it can be used to spy on you.
Okay. And can you tell us about smart technology and the word smart? A lot of people are being encouraged to get smart meters. We're seeing smart motorways. A lot of this new smart technology that people are being encouraged to get. Could you tell us a little bit about this? The word smart.
Yeah, I mean, smart, there are quite a few acronyms for smart, and I like them all. But basically, smart meters will set up a mesh, a total Wi-Fi, 2.4 gigs, and it's also 868 megahertz. Smart will set up like a fishing net through every single building for a whole district, and everybody will be able to tap into this because it's Wi-Fi, it's in the air. So all of the 56 secret organizations used by the government, people can hack into it as well. Organized crime are already involved in hacking into this. Other foreign governments can hack in. But basically, anything that goes out into the air, into this mesh, can be used against you, can be used, hacked against you. We'll tell them everything that's going on in your house. They will know when you're in the loo. They will know everybody who is speaking, and I can't go into all the scientific things. They will know how many people are in your house, what is being said, what room you're in. And there will be nothing private. They will know, people follow routines. And of course, if organized crime tap into this, and it's not difficult to tap into this frequency, they will know when you're in the bathroom, they will know when you're asleep. They will know who is in your house because they have voice recognition, the same as they have face recognition. Your cell phones can be turned on without your knowledge. Your computers can be turned on through this mesh. And there is also the new development, which you may not have heard I'm as bad as Snowden for giving away secrets. There's a new device which is being called the cloud, where you are having a cloud of microwave mesh above this microwave mesh. They're going to put up around 250,000 satellites, along with even more balloons or other low-lying structures, and this mesh is going to communicate with this mesh. The idea behind it is that you don't need your computer for memory. It will all be kept in the upper cloud. So if you want anything, all your pictures, all your memory stuff, you just draw it from this cloud. But of course, anything Wi-Fi can be hacked, anything, because it's in the air and it can be downloaded. We have, when you have school children in this country on their granny's old Sinclair computer that can hack in to the Pentagon, you imagine how easy it is for professionals, real professionals, to hack in to things that are just going through the air. All they need is your password, and it wouldn't take long for them to study your house and get every single password that you are using, because they go into the air. There will be nothing that is secure in any house. Nothing. All your secret information, everything, can then go to industry, government, advertising, organized crime, people who want to cause harm, anything. You name it, it is there.
Okay. And Barry, another question.
Yeah, go on.
Could you explain how this 5G and this all this new technology is a weapons technology, very briefly, please?
Yeah, absolutely. All microwaves will cause low-level inflammation. Low-level inflammation in the body, and this is published in hundreds, if not tens of thousands of papers now. Low-level inflammation, for instance, very briefly, if it's in the gut, 90% of the serotonin used in the brain is produced in the gut. Low-level inflammation will affect that, which can bring on neurological illnesses, psychological illnesses, psychiatric illnesses. You can also get low-level inflammation in the brain directly, where the brain's autoimmune system is affected. You've got Graves' disease then, where the brain starts attacking itself. Low-level inflammation if you are carrying ovarian follicles to give children, they can be damaged, so your child has a birth defect. If you are pregnant, it is even worse, because the amniotic sac, the fluid, is charged. It's been known since 1745 that water stores electric charge, and the baby, the embryo, that the fetus it grows by passing electric charges from cell to cell to cell. All the cells talk to each other, all of them, all the time. They are little transmitters and generators, and they use the most minuscule electric messages to communicate. And when you have stored charge from microwaves, which cause electric currents to flow in the body, when you have stored charge, then you are looking at ADHD, birth defects, growth defects, all sorts of defects for the embryo and the fetus. And this is why it is published a minimum. If you reach a certain level, and which, according to one document from the World Health Organization, women were exposed to just over the maximum then level, which you can get in a classroom now, with all of the computers and all of the smartphones and things, transmitters, they had a minimum adults of 48% birth defect rate. For children, it's higher, and the rate is lower. So this is what we are risking, and this is why I suspect your MP will not turn up to a meeting that I have been invited 3-4 times now, and she will not acknowledge and turn up to me speaking.
She's already written a reply to say that she will not be here for the event.
Yeah, she won't turn up. She will have nothing to do with this at all. And my only suggestion is if she will have nothing to do with it, what you've got to do, and you can transmit this or not, but the problem we have is that the MPs supporting this, and if you look at the figures, the MPs supporting this may only get 25 or 30% of the votes of a city or a town. 75% of the people don't want them. But the problem with any election is that the other 6 or 7 candidates that are really serious, prevent, save the trees, don't do this in the rivers, environment, they all get thousands of votes, but the 2/3 of the votes that go to all of these and the other main parties is divided, and we have a first past the post system. So although you only get 25% of the votes, all the 75% that could defeat you are divided between 7 people. And you don't get it. The only way you're going to win is if you amalgamate and you turn it into a 2-horse race. And you say, I will stand, you get together and you pick a leader. And this person says, I will be your MP. I will represent you against for trees, rivers, transmitters, this. Because if you've got that in the Houses of Parliament, you have access to all of the secret documents in the library that they will not show you and tell you. So you can do a lot of damage, but you have to amalgamate and turn it into a 2-horse race. That is the only way you're going to get it.
Okay. And one other question, Barry, if I may.
No, go on. We're not in a hurry. We're okay.
What can people do to reduce their exposure to this harmful technology? For example, parents protecting their children. What is your advice?
Brilliant. Brilliant question. A new law came out in 2016, 2 years ago, and I still have spies in the government. And one of them contacted me and said, do you know about this new law? And I said, no. And it makes the signatory or the person who is responsible for the transmitter or the person in the workplace, like a school, it makes them liable. And only one person has to go and complain and say, I am suffering from electrosensitivity or microwave sickness. You are responsible, and by law, they must take action. Now, that was sneaked out in 2016, and I taught the gentleman in this area, who is the court surveyor, environmentalist, he's the expert building person for building and safety, everything to do with buildings and safety, architecture, everything. He is the court appointed expert. And I bumped into him and we had a pint in the pub just around the corner. And I said, how is this new law, this was a year later, how is this new law affecting you? And he said, what new law? And I said, well, you have to know about it because you reference it in court, it's your job. And he said, don't know anything about it. So I gave him the document number, health and safety, electromagnetic at work, Never heard of it. He said, I'll have to get one of these. So this was a year later. And everybody I talk to has never heard of it. So the government are saying, well, look, our hands are clean. It's nothing to do with us. You know, it's the signatory or whoever signs, the landowner or the person who owns the workplace. It's their job now, not ours. So the government have washed their hands of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's down to them. But unless you know this...
Yeah, they've essentially given them passed on the duty of care.
Oh yeah, the duty of care and responsibility has now gone from the government. The industry were never involved anyway. It's gone from the government scientists to hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of individuals, and they don't know. But what you can do, and I know this from court hearings, is if somebody has a transmitter and it is affecting your property price, you can sue them for devaluation of property. And I know one case in Devon here where a farmer is being sued for £5.2 million for devaluation of property. He had the transmitter put up as far away from his house, up against other people's, and it's £5.2 million. And you will also find that as the school governor or the school principal, there is no insurance. Because I've represented or given lectures to a couple of insurance companies, one not too long ago, and they've written in the small print, you know, we will not cover anything to do with this, you're on your own. So it is, if you are a school principal, or the owner of a workplace that said, yes, I'll have Wi-Fi in, any factory that's got Wi-Fi, anything. It is your house, your car, your bank account. That's what people will go for. And they have a right under the law to go for that. They just don't know it.
Have you got any more details about this law?
I can give. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it there. I can give you the number and the date. You can download it. It's on the internet.
What's wrong with LED bulbs, Barry? LEDs.
You're going into a different wavelength, but they flicker. It's the same as these things you look at. The what do you call it? The three-dimensional things. They flicker in the eye, and the eye has, a lot of people don't know this, and it's on a sheet I'm going to give you. The eye has radiation detectors in the side, nothing to do with vision. Mm-hmm. And the radiation detectors in the side, they communicate with quite a few bits in the body, including the brain. And you have systems in your cells that will fight and defend you against radiation. It is a first line of defense, as well as other parts in the brain, like the pineal gland. What these things do is they trigger the body's defenses against radiation. But they are, firstly, if you're under the age of 18, your immune system isn't fully up and running anyway, so it really doesn't work on children. And if they are low level, the radiation detectors in the body are programmed to work at a specific threshold. And what the industry have been saying, and the government, aha, we are below that threshold. But they're lying, because below that threshold, all radiation is accumulative. It's like sunbathing on a cloudy day. You can still get skin cancer. It just takes longer. And radiation will build up in the body. And when it builds up in the body, it is below the threshold that triggers your body's defense mechanisms. But by then, the damage is already done. And brilliant, brilliant, brilliant question, because this will surprise a lot of people that in the 15th day of pregnancy, 15, 1-5, in the 15th day of pregnancy, you can induce cancer into the embryo. And the mother at that stage doesn't even know she's pregnant. She will be taking no precautions. She doesn't even know she's pregnant. In fact, most ladies and the ones I've spoken to, it's the 6th to 8th week when they think, my cycle is out, I'm going to the doctor. It's about the 6th to 8th week. And within 8 weeks, all of the systems that are the most crucial occur in that system. The development of the organs, the rearranging of the organs, where the cells go, the genetics. They are not being protected, and they are at their most vulnerable against microwaves, for microwave damage. And it's only then the mother will be thinking, hang on, you know, I should stop smoking, stop drinking, and I've really got to get Wi-Fi away from my belly. But the damage is done at that stage. And it starts genetically, and cancer can be programmed. That is published. Cancer can be programmed on the 15th day. It can be programmed for later on in life. On the 15th day. And microwaves are known to trigger the epigenetics, the genes that can cause cancer. So theoretically, you can develop cancer on the 15th day of being pregnant, and you don't even know it.
Based on all of this and everything that you've just told us, all your experience, everything you've seen and been through, what does this, you know, stepping back from it all, what does it look like to you? What does it look like going on?
It is the only word I can come up with is the one I've already said. It is what I call industrial genocide, supported by government. But what they are not appreciating, and I had a film crew here not too long ago with a professor representing 3 countries, and he brought experts. There were 11 in all in this little room. And what people are not appreciating, and this is very relevant to Totnes, is that genetically, all life forms, from us to trees, all life forms, right down to bacterium, the cellular structure, we all have the same 4 chemical bases, all of us. Any tree can read your DNA sequence. It won't do it any good, but it can read it. Chemically, it can read it and understand it. Anything, any living thing will be subjected to microwaves, because if microwaves can harm humans, and secret documents that I have published show they can. Secret documents show that all microwaves will damage all living tissue. So we're not just damaging us, we are damaging every living thing, every arthropod, in other words, all the creepy crawlies and flying things, which pollinate 80% of our food supply. They are disappearing, because for the scientists who love this, it's the cryptochrome double electron absorption system that they get messed up, the same as bees. So we are destroying all the insects, the birds, the bees, the trees, all the growing plants, the soil microorganisms are dying, as are the just the genetic microorganisms everywhere are. And a good example of this has just been published. It's the Nardi, N-A-R-D-I, the Nardi district in Australia. It's a site of special scientific interest, a mountain range, holy place, scientific interest, World Heritage environmental site. The whole mountain range is now dead. The scientists have said even the soil is dead. The trees are in the process of dying. Everything that could leave has left. The whole mountain range is now dead. And all they did was put up transmitters. The whole mountain range is now dead. And it doesn't take long, 18 months. And what the people don't realise is while they're making their today, or when the film crew were here not too long ago, the industry, the producer of the film, he said this industry is currently worth about $17 trillion. But what they don't realise is, where are you going to live to spend it? Because we're not going to have a planet. You know, once you affect the ecosystem, you don't regenerate the soil overnight. You don't regrow all the trees overnight. And we are killing the oceans. Any oceanographers there, we are killing, excuse me, I won't go into the process, but we are killing the coccolithopores in the oceans. The coccolithopores produce a substance called dimethyl sulfide, which goes into the air. And dimethyl sulfide is the only chemical known on this planet that is used in cloud formation. So we are killing the coccolithopores. They are producing less dimethyl sulfide. That is already written and published, which means we are getting less clouds, which means that we are affecting the atmosphere and we are already affecting the jet streams. We are affecting into the ground, we are affecting the atmosphere, and we are affecting everything on the planet. And your MP will do absolutely nothing. And I've never met her, I've got nothing personal against her, but she, according to the communications I have, she will do nothing to represent Totnes.
In Gateshead, Mark Steele, who's also been explaining how 5G is a weapons technology, he has been given a gagging order for talking about what's happening in Gateshead. There are children developing nosebleeds.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
A lot of people getting sick. The insect population has disappeared. Street lamps have antennas on them. Obviously, you know about these with LED lights.
Yeah, yep.
And the insects are attracted to these and are dying off. He's now got this gagging order, so he can't talk about it. But we're seeing the rollout. He's saying hundreds of thousands of masks all across the country, large masts with these small cells.
They're every 150 metres.
Yeah.
They're going on every lamppost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can sum all this up for you, and I'm not showing off when I stand here and say this, but I've met many royals, many leaders of government, peoples, and I've got several more appointments laid on. And they can give me a gagging order any time they like. I know what I shall tell them to do with it.